This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Audrey Raj and with me is
Frida Liu.
On the show today, we are talking about,
would you dine in if it was allowed during MCO 3.0? Why or why not? A poll happening on Instagram and Twitter. Options on Twitter: yes, with proper SOP. Yes, outdoors, open air. No, too risky. No, I prefer tapa or takeaway. We'll get to the poll results at the end of the show.
Yes, you have about 13 minutes to chime in on the conversation. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. But for now, we're moving from shutting down dine-ins, shutting down malls due to the hide list, and now shutting down schools for just a little bit longer. The Health Ministry will be submitting a recommendation to the National Security Council to prolong school breaks for the education sector.
Right. So obviously, Health Ministry will recommend education sector to prolong school breaks in order to curb the spread of COVID-19 infection during the upcoming Hari Raya, Aidil Fitri holiday period. Health Director General Tan Sri Noor Hisham Abdullah said the ministry will be submitting the recommendation to ensure that those celebrating Aidil Fitri will continue to remain at home.
Yes, to this he said, another worry for the ministry is there will be social gatherings or relatives visiting during the Aidil Fitri celebration. So we will not recommend prolonging the holidays until the... We will recommend prolonging the holidays until the end of the month for the public to continue staying at home and to break the chain of infection. This will be presented to the National Security Council to prevent any large gatherings during Hari Raya. This is what our DG said at his first press conference in more than 2 months recently.
Yeah, I haven't seen that gentleman in a while. So on May 5th, the Education Ministry said all schools at the ministry in Kuala Lumpur and Putrajaya will be closed for the next 2 days to reduce the movement of students amid the surge in COVID-19 cases. This meant that these schools have an extra 2 days break as they begin a week-long vacation for Aidil Fitri. Education Minister Dr. Radis Jidin had said that all primary and secondary schools nationwide would return to a home-based teaching learning method when the schooling session resumes after the holidays in conjunction with Aidil Fitri.
Yeah, so all schools around the country will conduct these home-based teaching and learning methods, or PDPR as it's called, for a total of 10 days until the start of the mid-year school break, which I think it's somewhere at the end of the month, May 28th,
right,
for schools in Johor, Kedah, Kelantan and Terengganu, and May 29th for other states. The Higher Education Ministry, meanwhile, announced last month that students from higher learning institutions, except for those in Sarawak, were allowed to return home for Aidil Fitri. The students in six categories of the teaching and learning programs could leave from sometime last week, May 7th to Wednesday, if I'm not mistaken, May 12th, and return to campus from May 15th to the 20th. So, once again, you know, everyone's waiting for word on this. Right. And it seems like all these announcements come very ad hoc. And you know, it's been more than a year since we've implemented these movement controls. And I'm just wondering what's going on behind the scenes.
So I'm just saying, right, if there was a, like again, you know, to just put the information out, can we just look at, we've had how many X number of the population vaccinated and then we will consider going back to schools. So then there's also the onus looking at the, you know, that we're moving fast enough, looking at the government to get people vaccinated, say 30%, or whatever the figures may be, right? But at least then we know that, okay, we expect 30% to be done by July, and then we can consider schools to be open in August, whatever, right? But then it gives people more of a system as opposed to stop, start. Then everybody, then of course, then we will hold you accountable for getting that 30% done.
Yeah. You know, also I can just imagine what this is like for students, you know?
Yeah.
I know I've heard some stories about kids getting text messages or Google emails, Google Classroom emails, just the night before saying there's no school tomorrow. Or school tomorrow will be online.
This is disruptive for the kids and the parents.
I mean, it's great if there's no school,
you know, yay!
for the students. But yeah, you know, if you've had to make arrangements for daycare for your child, they're not going to school and things like that, it is quite the headache. Yeah. Now, we are asking you on the show today if you would dine in if it was allowed during this MCO, MCO 3.0. Why or why not? Frida, let's wrap up the poll.
The final results is yes, with proper SOP, 38.3%. Yes, outdoors, open air, 18.4%. No, too risky at 24.9%. And no, I prefer tapao at 18.4%. So it's like kind of even in terms of, but more, I guess,
Yes. Over on Instagram, 56% say they would dine in if it was allowed. 44% say no. Mm. And we have some messages.
Yeah, just one more from May here on WhatsApp. She says, I'll certainly dine in. Most people are normally family group, friends or couple groups, and they're very, very careful to abide by SOPs. B7B depend on us or else more will die. It's the Ramadan bazaar, so be careful as the people who patronize come from all walks of life and the operators are so busy trying to satisfy the various demanding customers who are hungry and want their food to break fast, that have no means to see that everyone abide by the SOPs, as they're often short of hands. So for eateries, you don't go in if your temperature is not taken. So hope people can dine in soon.
Yeah. Over on Twitter, we've got one here from Benjamin.
Say, either we're in total lockdown once and for all for a few weeks. If not, don't ban us from enjoying our life where VIPs can enjoy their lifestyle. Wagah, Malaysia, your poll is self-explanatory, the reason for the spikes.
That more people are keen to dine in, right? And one last one here.
From Perlis Mims. So whether we think it's okay or not is relevant. The cases are starting to appear all around us. Community spread is on the rise. No more target clusters. Your mama is not safe anymore.
Right. Over on Instagram, just a few more to read. We've got Cal who says, keeping social distancing as much as possible. Been practicing that since MCO 1.0. PDX says, welcome to MCO number what? Where everything's made up and the points don't matter. Mr. Sarko says, if the restaurants follow SOPs and it's not crowded, then I guess it's fair game. Daryl says, if it is an open air area with SOPs in place, it doesn't seem like there are many or any clusters from restaurants. Lauren says, dine in at home, yes. Dine out at outlets, no. Kubi Da says, at least restaurants adhere to SOPs and they are strict. Henry says, support the local economy whilst following SOPs. Daya says, if the restaurants had those fancy isolation tents, I would.
Yeah.
What is that? I need to look this up.
I think there's some grab where they just cover themselves up properly, right?
Yeah, yeah. Or they've got those glasses, right? That they've like little compartments or segments, right? And one final one here from Josephine. Restaurants will work harder to ensure SOPs are followed than bazaar stall owners. So why not? Well, thank you so much for sending in all your messages. And we apologize if we didn't get to read yours. But of course, our top story today was to dine in or not to dine in during MCO 3.0. Thank
you so much
for
chiming.
That was our question. We then moved on to story number two.
About the retail industry. They're going to be a devastating impact if things don't change.
Yeah, and finally, an extended school break for kids. The Health Ministry is to recommend for that in order to curb the spread of COVID-19 infection. Now, if you missed out on any part of this show, you can go look for the podcast on our website, bfm.my, also on the BFM app that's available on the Apple App Store and on Google Play. Frida and myself will be back again same time tomorrow for more. But till then, we're going to leave you now with The Clash with Lost in the Supermarket. That's still open, right? Most of them, at least. Catch you again tomorrow. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.